Page 97. Listening Practice 2. London Bus Tour. You are going to hear a tour guide in London. Listen and complete the sentences.
Welcome to London's Hopper Bus Tour, the best open bus tour in the city. My name is Rita Buckley and I'll be your guide today. First of all, some important information before we start. This is an English language only tour. If you've got on the wrong bus, please get off here and take the Red Line bus for the multi-language tour. Don't worry, both buses follow the same route. Here, this way out, sir. Careful of the steps. Get on the bus just behind us. There are 20 stops where you can get off and spend more time visiting the attractions. You can rejoin the tour whenever you want. Just wait at any bus stop with our logo and make sure to get on the green line. Our buses run from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. every 5 to 10 minutes, so you'll have plenty of time to enjoy the fabulous sights of London. For your safety, keep your hands in the bus at all times, and those on the upper deck, please do not walk around while the bus is moving, and don't bend over the safety rails. Parents, please keep an eye on your children. By the way, it can get pretty hot up there, so we've provided a water cooler on the lower deck for your convenience. In a few minutes, we'll arrive at two of the most famous landmarks in London, Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament. This is where the Members of Parliament and the House of Lords meet. The original building was a royal palace, which burned down in 1834 and was then rebuilt. So the building you see today is relatively new, but it was built in the Gothic style. It's as big as it looks. There are 1,000 rooms and 2 miles of corridors. A visit to the public gallery is free, but I must warn you that the queues are very long. Parliament is just around this corner, and listen! Can you hear Big Ben ringing? It rings every hour. It's 10 o'clock, so it'll ring 10 times. Big Ben isn't the name of the tower, it's the name of the bell inside. It was cast in 1858 and weighs 13.5 tons, the size of a small elephant. Here's our first stop for anyone who wants to see Parliament up close. Yes, you can get on any of the Green Line buses. Enjoy your day. You know when Parliament is meeting at night because there's a light in Big Ben. Moving on, if you look across the road in the corner of the square, you'll see a statue of Sir Winston Churchill. He was the Prime Minister of England in World War II, when London was being bombed by the Germans. Do you notice that there aren't any pigeons sitting on the statue? That's because there's an electric current that runs through the statue and keeps them off. I guess it's the only way to keep the statue clean. On your right, you can see Westminster Abbey, where many famous people are buried and where Prince William and Kate Middleton were married. No, they're not the only ones. Many royal weddings have taken place there. We're now turning down the Mall. Straight ahead, you can see Buckingham Palace, the home of our Queen. When she's there, the flag is raised. I guess she's not at home because I don't see a flag. It doesn't make any difference because we won't be able to visit her anyhow. Just joking. You're probably asking why there's a big crowd. At 11:30, you can see the changing of the guard and people come early to get a good place. The guards wear a special black and red uniform with a tall fur hat, and they march to music played by the guards' band. You're right, it's really hot wearing those hats in the summer, but the guards feel it's an honour to serve the Queen. Here's the stop if anybody wants to see the ceremony. Don't forget your bag, ma'am. Yes, it's on the floor. Thank you, have a nice day too. Welcome to those who just got on the bus. Our next stop will be Marble Arch, and we'll be passing right by the famous Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park. Coming up on your left